First came a dozen mass protesters in June, and then Gogebic Taconite hired bulletproof securities.
Don't you care about that private property?
Your property.
Hey,
Draw these forces, send them to protect the president of Mexico someplace, but get them the heck out of northern Wisconsin.
That state senator Bob Jouk a year ago, he's not a fan of semi-automatic toting desert camouflage-wearing guards in his district. But this summer's a different story, except for a mysterious bottle marked GTAC nitric acid deliberately placed on a farm of a family opposed to the mine. Iron County Sheriff Tony Furyk says it's been quiet.
It's like a switch and it turned right off up there. I mean, there's a few little minor things where you might get a call, a lock that's been tampered with. But other than that, I mean, there's nothing. It's just quieted right down.
GTAC spokesman Bob Seitz says that's fine. They got a lot of surveying done at the mine site.
Yeah, I think we've been able to get a lot of good work done. We've had a lot of people in the field.
But Bad River Tribal Chairman Mike Wiggins says the quiet summer was unproductive for GTAC. He says they know nothing of the interaction between the Pinokies and Lake Superior watershed that flows through his reservation.
These people that are pushing the mining agenda, these mining company PR specialists and that, are using smoke and mirrors and PR tactics as a sham for a cover of the fact that they really have no idea what the heck they're doing right now.
Otherwise, the Iron County District Attorney's Office is investigating possible trespassing in the mining area. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.